Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 962. Running for fat loss mostly sucks, by Mark Fisher of MarkFisherFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites. And on Fridays, I usually answer your questions. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com/ask. So today, we're going to talk about running and whether we should be thinking about it as a means for fat loss. And like yesterday, this means I have another new author for the show. Thank you so much to Mark and his team for letting us share his content. And so for now, let's hear our very first post from Mark Fisher and continue optimizing your life. Running for fat loss mostly sucks, by Mark Fisher of MarkFisherFitness.com. Before the hate mail starts, let me remind you that I don't believe movement can be quote-unquote wrong. Running is a fundamental way for humans to express movement. It's also really helpful in the event that you need to get somewhere quickly, like in the instance where you might be running from killer machines in the event of a robot apocalypse. However, if you hate running and you're doing it for fat loss, you're blowing it. Let's start with the facts. Many humans don't have an ideal structure to be great at running without it taking a toll on their joints. Even if your structure is well suited to run, if you suffer from any muscular imbalances in the hips, and I hate to break it to you, but you pretty much all do, doing a technically unsound motion over and over will have a real cost on your body. Furthermore, proper foot strike is an art in and of itself, and most of us don't hit the ground properly. Consider this. Every time your foot hits the ground, you're landing with the force of 2 to 4 times your body weight. And there are 1,500 foot strikes to a mile. Do the math for those of you that log miles and miles every week. That's a lot of load, kids. But what about... Now, while doing long distance running is less than ideal for many people, you can make a case that sprinting may be worth adding into your routine. Due to the nature of it being an all-out activity, the total volume will naturally be limited. But even here, most people would benefit from a coach to make sure their technique is spot on, so they don't put unnecessary wear and tear on their joints. Diving right into max effort sprinting without properly preparing your body is a great recipe to tear a muscle. And remember, it's best to move well before one moves a lot. The simple fact of the matter is, most people do not move well when they run. They look like they're in pain and limping, and their joints are often out of alignment. They're hurting themselves, and I really wish they would stop. If the goal for running is purely fat loss, there are better, safer, and more effective exercise options. Okay, then what? Properly executed weight training will be a superior choice if you're looking to support fat loss with exercise. I understand part of the appeal of running is that it seems simpler than weight training. After all, you don't need equipment, and anyone can put on sneakers and go for a run. When someone is looking to get active, it seems like a low barrier option. But as we've already discussed, that doesn't mean most people run well. In the fitness industry, we have a saying, you can't run to get fit, you need to get fit to run. If you're really interested in adding jogging or running to your fitness routine without ending up with nagging overuse injuries, invest time in learning how to run properly. This usually means hiring a qualified coach. And let's all remember that you can't out-train your diet. So if you're looking for fat loss, this is a crucial element that can't be ignored. To be clear, if you truly love running, have at it. This just in. Since I wrote the original version of this article, I've come to appreciate the importance of some dedicated aerobic work for recovery, heart health, and even maximum performance. Additionally, while metabolic resistance training, MFF-style classes that incorporate cardio and weight training, will generally be safer and more effective for fat loss training, running is certainly one way to increase overall activity. Heck, even I enjoy running outside, particularly while traveling. It's convenient, and it allows me to check out my surroundings. So if you really love running and are committed to making it a part of your fitness routine, it can certainly have its place. Just be honest with yourself if your body is getting beat up. I'm talking to you, marathoners. If that's the case and you can't resist your passion, at least consider finding a qualified coach to improve your technique. And of course, if you hate it and it hurts you, but you're running from killer robots, suck it up and run. But if you hate running and are just trying to lose weight, please stop, particularly if your joints are yelling at you. The goal is to be healthy, not busted and in the physical therapist's office. Eat properly for your goals, find an exercise modality you truly enjoy, and get help to make sure you're training with safe and effective form. You just listened to the post titled, Running for Fat Loss Mostly Sucks, by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now, Mark has a 30-day trial membership of his Ninja Academy at markfisherfitness.com/ninja that you might be interested in. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Mark said something super important. Find an exercise that you truly enjoy. Why? Because then we're going to stick to it. If you don't like to run or jog, it's easy to find excuses for why you don't have to do it. And he also mentioned thinking about how you feel afterwards. If your body is aching, you're in pain, again, that's probably going to tell you you shouldn't be doing it, and you're probably not going to do it because it feels like punishment. If you try and do something that causes you pain, well, at some point, you're probably going to stop doing it to avoid that pain. And even more importantly than that, if you ignore the pain, what may end up happening is you end up with an injury that takes you out of commission for weeks, if not months, if not years at a time. And that's counterproductive. If you want to incorporate running, I completely agree with Mark in that make sure that you're using proper form. Just like what we talk about with weightlifting. Before you go into the weight room, make sure that you have somebody certified who's watching you, who knows their stuff, to make sure that what you're doing is safe. Same thing with running. Find someone who's super qualified. Have them watch you run to make sure that your form is perfect. And it is a myth that running will automatically lead to fat loss. Fat loss is very complicated. And so if you do decide that you want to incorporate some running or jogging into your routine, fantastic, by all means do it. But don't do it with the aim of fat loss. Think of that as a nice side effect of you running. Instead, while going for that run, think of it as a form of meditation for you. Or if you're jogging or running outside, take in the sights, sounds, and smells of nature. But don't keep telling yourself with every step how you're burning fat, because that may not be the case. All right, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a great week so far, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.